Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm at Coverings, day two of the show in Orlando, and I'm with Joe Lundgrund. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim.
A little background on you, and then let's get into some observations from the show. You were head of marketing at Dale Tile. I guess about 5 years ago you left, and you've been a consultant to the tile business since then, right?
That's correct, yes, and enjoying it very much so.
So let's talk a little bit about the show. You've been obviously coming to Coverings for many years. This show, how it compares to previous years. You got any feel for that?
Yeah, it's definitely, there's the excitement. There was a lot of anticipation coming up to this show with the number of suppliers that had signed up and they sold out for the show. I think the first day was a little slow, but what I've seen today I've been very pleased with in terms of the traffic flow and also the quality of buyers, at least when I'm talking to the factories. They've been very pleased with who's coming into the booth this year.
Mm-hmm. And this show's kind of evolved. I mean, for many years it was known as the distributor show. It's more than a distributor show now, right?
I would agree with you. The landscape's changed. And I think it was a great move when we started moving the show a little bit west at times to try and get more of a following. Because now you got people coming from the West Coast out to Florida saying this is an important show. And those people are not just distributors. I think we see, obviously, a good flow of architects that come through the show. But in addition to that, we're seeing a lot of contractors, the social media part. The NTCA has done a great job with its membership and really promoting Coverings. So we see contractors, but even dealers. Dealers are coming to the show, not only from the local area, but from around the country. So I think the landscape of this show has definitely changed for the better because we're getting much more exposed. And now with the new Why Tiled campaign, that's going to be a great way to expose tile as a bigger use across the country.
Now, they released the numbers today that the business grew in 16 versus 15, 5.8%. That's consumption numbers in dollars. Was that a surprise to you?
No, I think that was about what I was tracking also. And I think we'll probably see, not to plug that number, but probably a similar growth next year with what I'm seeing. I think we saw a little bit of slow growth in the beginning, but I think we'll get through that and see a good 5-6 point growth this year. And obviously, a lot of that ties into the housing number that we see and we can watch and get a good read on. And we see the supply of homes being at a very low point. And we all know that the builders are saying there's not enough labor out there, but I think we'll see some good growth.
Tell us a little bit about some of the things. I know you walk the show and you actually write a little daily log of your observations that you've seen. So to give me a few of the highlights, if you would.
We always come to the show and say, okay, what's the new thing? What's the new design? And one of the unique things, and we started to see it pop at Sevi Sama, which is the big Spanish show,
right,
is the terrazzo look. And the terrazzo look has been something that we're used to in our industry as being a competitive nature from a poured standpoint, poured terrazzo. And then there's also some terrazzo companies that make the tile size, but now we see the Italians have really led the case here and have come out with a really nice replication due to the inkjet technology of terrazzo looks. And we're going to see how that goes because it's definitely at a lower price point than a traditional terrazzo. So we'll see if that starts to take off a trend. And then, obviously, it would be remiss if I didn't mention the large slabs or, as we're going to call it, the gauge tile and gauged panels slabs, I think is the correct terminology with the 137.3 coming out. That has been growing each and every year, and we see a lot of the imports coming in. The question is how much is it getting used, and also where is it getting used? We see that really going to the countertop realm and really growing with the 12 millimeter and then into the 20. And I even hear there's 3CM coming, you know. So it's definitely something we have to keep an eye on. It's been around for a while, but like quartz, quartz took 10, 12 years to take off. And then obviously we see the large format tiles when the, you know, 24 by 48 and the marble looks that are just phenomenal. And some of the factories have done some just incredible replications of some stones. So I think the inkjet, I know it sounds redundant, is getting better and better at replicating actual natural products, which is obviously put a little hurt on the stone industry.
You know, I'm hearing this inkjet. I mean, while it used to be they had four guns because you needed the four colors to reproduce almost any look, and now I'm hearing they've got 12 guns in these things, so that these inkjets are really capable of giving you a lot of depth and some extremely realistic looks, right?
Oh, without a doubt. And I've walked in and questioned whether it was actually they were trying to fake me out if it was real stone or tile, so that it's definitely getting better, which is exciting because obviously from a ceramic standpoint versus stone, the maintenance is much easier on the ceramic side.
All right, you talked about thin tile. I want to go back to that just a minute, the large format thin tiles. Yeah, this new standard has come out, and I'm pleased to hear it because, as you know, the magazine's called Floor Focus, and now they've defined those large panels, you know, how thick they need to be to go on the floor, and we're pleased to see that.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I think that's one of the things that the industry does very well, and I think TCNA leads that charge in a lot of cases. And the fact that we are able to say, go to the manufacturer for their recommendations, but if there is an indecision on something like what we've seen on this, we have our standard of what we think is acceptable on the floor. Some manufacturers will stand behind a 3.5, and that's up to that particular manufacturer. But now we see that standard going up to 6.5. It's going to be interesting as we see the thicknesses coming in thicker, how we adjust.
Mm-hmm. One of the observations that I've got that you missed, and you probably just because you ran through so several things, but I'm seeing a lot of this fabric look, this textile look. And, you know, some people are even saying it's a burlap look. I mean, it depends on who's making it. There's a lot of people out there that are making a tile that, yeah, I mean, it can go on the floor, but on the wall, it looks like wallpaper. And I see a lot of that out there this year.
You're right. We didn't talk about that at this point in time. I think we even talked about that at Chairside. We saw a lot of that last time you and I spoke. And there's no doubt that's coming in. And one of the things that's a challenge is I saw two companies in particular that did a cement with a fabric mix in there. And sometimes we're trying to take two different mediums and mix them together because we're looking for new ideas. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but that specifically in the fabric look, there's no doubt that that's something that's much more popular now. And I agree with you, from a wall applications, it's phenomenal. But you know, the industry surprised me, and sometimes these designers come up with unique things they can do with that on the floor.
As we look at the channels and the way that this product's ending up in the end user's hands, are we seeing any shift there as far as whether it's sold through general flooring stores, home centers, or it's sold to a professional through a company-owned distribution center? How's that shift going around?
And that's a great question, because obviously we know the internet drives a whole lot of things out there. Obviously the home centers command a lot of our market share in our industry, in addition to what I refer to as the company-owned stores, and that's the Dal Tile, American Oleum, Marazzi, Florida Tile, Crossville. They're doing a fantastic job in increasing their footprint and then therefore increasing its share. The independent distributors, we know them. There's a segment of that that I like to refer to as the mega distributor or the bigger distributor that is really making acquisitions. It's expanding its footprint. It's aggressive in its growth strategy. I think those guys are increasing. Those guys are increasing. The other two categories, when I look at the company-owned stores and also the home centers, while we're growing and they're growing in their share, I think they're pulling some from them smaller independent distributors out there in the marketplace. So that's what I see happening over the next, 5 to 6 years.
So these distributors you're talking about a minute ago, these big independent ones, I mean, you're talking about the MCIs, the Emsers, and the Bedrosias, right?
Yeah, exactly. MSI, Emser, Bedrosians, Virginia Tile's done some acquisitions and really grown. And these are the guys that I think are looking progressively, and they're making, as I say, a bigger footprint. They're getting bigger regional territories across the country, and they're able to then therefore become much more important to their suppliers because of the sheer volume that they can put through their facilities.
And what about floor and decor? Is that much of a factor?
Yeah, I think floor and decor. I throw them in the home center category. I think they're a big player. I think a lot of people say they're a large distributor, and while we can say everybody's a distributor, we still have our channels at the end of the day, but floor and decor I throw into that category with Home Depot and Lowe's and Menards.
Okay. And what one last quick question. Wasn't it interesting to see that while we have all these new tile factories here in the United States, almost all of them now are ramping up, this business was still 68% imported this past year. So we probably will see a big shift there next year, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that with the additional capacity being added to the U.S., you're going to see that utilized before we start to see the imports take over. Even though the imports are coming more competitive, there's a huge differentiating factor with U.S. manufacturers, and that's service. And the fact that they have inventory in the States, whereas a lot of times with imports, we have to wait. So that's a big differentiating factor, because with the advent of inkjet, I think we've seen a much more level playing field come out from a product perspective. So I think it's really going to be the service level. And I think we'll see more companies come to the United States from around the world to be able to build facilities.
All right, Joe, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for the update on the business. Again, we've been talking to Joe Lundgren, a consultant in the ceramic tile business, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.